Holy, do not pass me by. Everybody join me and say, oh Jesus, Jesus, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Hallelujah, why, Lord, as thou art holy, oh, do not pass me by. Again, say, oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Savior, hear my heart. Meditate on this word as we pray this morning, that Jesus will not pass you by when he comes calling, because the Lord is coming for sure. Holy, who do not pass me. One more time, say it together. Hey, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Savior, hear my humble cry. Oh, I am all that thou art calling. Oh, do not pass me by. And Father, we call on you this morning in the name of Jesus. For definitely you are coming. And Lord, according to every man walk, according to every man level, you will reward him. Lord, give us grace, Lord, that we prepare ourselves for that coming of the Lord. That, Father, when you come calling, Lord, we shall not be passed by. When you come calling, we will not be forgetting because we are too busy in our own things. We are too busy in the things of the world. We are too busy in our own life, in our own things, that, Father, we forget to prepare. That one day, 1 minute, 1 hour, one of these days, the Lord will call. And he will call those who are prepared. Lord, we pray humbly this morning that you give us grace to be prepared in the name of Jesus. Give us grace to be watchful, Lord, to be attentive that the Lord, God, according to his precept, I go and I go to prepare a place. And when it's done, I'm coming back to take you home. Lord, let us be prepared in the name of Jesus. There are many thousands of people in here a few days ago that wasn't aware that the Lord will come for them in that hour, because things happen and that is the end of the line for them. Are they prepared? We are they prepared? I don't know, Lord, you know. But anybody here can be called home anytime. Therefore, every day, every hour, every minute, give us grace to be prepared in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you are going to give us a great long life and blessings and prosperity. But we know that according to thy word, life and the issue of life is in thy hand. Therefore, Lord, even as you give us grace every day, let us know that Lord Jesus Christ is the one that called the shots. And he will call it whenever he chooses. Let us be prepared for thy coming. In the name of Jesus we pray. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you don't shout hallelujah very well, I'm not going to start preaching. So stand up and make a noise unto the Lord. Help me and shout hallelujah, everybody. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. This morning, be seated as we start the scripture, start the preaching of this morning. We are not going to take too much time. I'm not a great preacher. I'm just somebody who is standing here to speak to you. As a friend, as a brother in the Lord. Amen? But I will be to see and dress well for the occasion too. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Glory be to God. This morning, we are going to take our structure from this title. What God can do through ordinary people.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Remember, that is a question. And also, I want you to think about it. Because I'm going to touch individual lives within this short time we're going to speak. I'm going to bring examples from the scripture and from the word. That God can use ordinary men and women and children to accomplish his purpose in this world. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because many a times we limit ourselves and we limit Almighty God. Just 3 minutes ago, we had a testimony. In the Philippians, a man, when he heard the word of God, he took it and started running with it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From GMI Church. The messengers went and preached. But now he's even bigger than the church here. He's having branches all over. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And testimony is still abounding to the glory of God. This reading this morning says that this lady had a breast cancer for years. And by the word of God, God, through his servants, delivered the word. And the word accomplished his purposes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when we say that God can do great things through ordinary people, I want you to know that since the beginning of time, blessed be the name of the Lord, God has used and will continue to use ordinary men and women to accomplish his purpose. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These people we are talking about are people that has no outstanding talents. You know, like, you know, there are some people that are born with special talent. They may know how to do this, do that. They are distinguished. These people we are talking about are not popular. They are not like the people in the school that everybody respects and fears and honor them. They don't have too much money or wealth to go by. They were not born to kings and princes of this world. They are not royalties. They are just ordinary Joe and ordinary James. They are people that if you come in a community and ask for them, if you come in a place and ask for them, and you may ask 20 or 30 people, do you know Mr. So-and-so? And they will scratch their head and say, I don't think I've heard of him. And all the time he's living right in the most popular street, yet nobody knows them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You ask for them and you may have to ask about 20 people or 30 people before one of them and say, oh yeah, I remember him. He lives right down the road. Because they are not popular. They are not talented. There is nothing about them that distinguishes them among the crowd. If you put them in a crowd, they are lost. Nobody knows them other than just ordinary person. Yet, God, over the eternal time, has chosen ordinary people to accomplish his purposes. And many of us will limit ourselves. And we limit the Most High God. And we ask, can God do it? Can God use me? And as we progress by the grace of God, we're going to bring some few things out this morning. We're not going to take too much time. But I want you to start thinking, have I been seeing myself as an ordinary person? An ordinary woman, an ordinary housewife, an ordinary husband, an ordinary teacher, an ordinary this and that, and can God use me? And when we talk of using, please, don't limit yourself to only preaching. There is other aspects. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That God can use every individual. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And there are conditions that God can also, that you have to fulfill. And we're going to touch on those. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say, yes, these people have no renown, no wealth, no education, no beauty, no outstanding ability to be reckoned with. Yes, God has scooped them or taken them from the lowly estate, their lowly estate, from the bottom of the bottom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brush them up, clean them, wash them and make them a vessel of honor to his glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That God might prove that might, that the race is not to the swift, nor battle to the strong. Because at times we overthink of ourselves. Some people do that. Yet I'm this. So many people have spoken to who look down on me and say, I'm the son of so and so, I'm the person of so and so, what is your qualification, what is this and that? That is not the standard man God goes by. That is men. There is a standard, there is something God looks into.
in each and every one of you. And this morning we are going to look at it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's take our scripture reading this morning from the book of Amos. Amos in the Bible, chapter 7. Amos is in the Bible, it's after Daniel, Hosea, spelled A-M-O-S, in case you don't know. The book of Amos, chapter 7, we're going to read from verse 12 down to 15, and I read. Now, before I start, Amos is an ordinary man. You will hear it from his own language here, as we read. But God picked him up to be a voice of God in his age and time. It says in verse 12, also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go. Seer is called a prophet in those days. Amen. Somebody that sees a vision. Or somebody God has given the ability to see that. But it wasn't that in the beginning. And we are coming to that. He said, go, flee thee away from the land of Judah. That is quit town. Get out of here. Move out before we count three. That is what they are telling this guy. Say, get out of here right now. That is a man of God. And eat thy bread and prophesy over there in Bethel. Flee away to the land of Judah. But prophesy not again anymore at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel. This is our own dominion. This is our own place. We don't want your type here. Who are you? Who do you think you are? And so when men started looking down on you, you start looking down on yourself. But I want to tell you this morning, as we progress, that the day you gave your life to Jesus, you are no more an ordinary person. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are no more an ordinary individual. If you stand in a room with Obama or the princes or the kings of this world, lift your head high, because in heaven, God will not recognize persons or whatever they are. He will see you just as you are, a child of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They tell him, you are nothing. Get out of here. But prophesy not again anymore in Bethel in verse 13, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. And then Amos answered this gentleman, a speaker on behalf of the king. Then answered Amos and said unto Amaziah, I was no prophet. Amen. Neither was I a prophet's son. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I was a harsh man. For those of you who don't know what it is, he was just somebody that is taking charge of sheep. Goats. That is the lowest of the lowest job. If you are working in Burger King, you are even better than him 10 times. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is how it is. He said, I was just an ordinary harsh man and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. He also has a part-time job. Not just that job, he has another part-time job that is even worse than the first one. He gathers fruit to sell, to make bread and to eat. Can you imagine you walking around? I see when I walk around the fields, I see orange trees, all of these oranges, ripe, nobody is touching them. They go to the supermarket and buy fresh one, wash one. This guy goes from house to house as a part-time job, gathering fruits, picking them up. Then he goes to sell them to feed himself and his family. That is his second job, his part-time job. But hear what he says here. In verse 15, and the Lord took me as I am, as I follow the flock. Amen. I want you to say, and the Lord took me. And the Lord took me. And the Lord took me. Maybe from my nursing job. Maybe from my doctor job. Maybe from my leader of a team group. Maybe as from my homeless place. Maybe as a jobless place. Maybe as my teacher's job. Maybe as whatever I am. And the Lord took me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You didn't take yourself. Remember that. The Lord took me. The Lord lifted me up. The Lord called me. The Lord said, come, and I hear the call. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then the Lord gave him a duty. He said, go, prophesy unto my people Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. He wasn't a prophet in the beginning. He said, I'm not a son of a prophet. Neither was I related to any. He wasn't in my lineage. It's not in my blood. I was just a common herdsman. I was just a person. I have a second job also as a person that gathers fruits. But from where I am, the Lord took me and brought me to this level. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, over years, from time immemorial, as you say in the Bible, if you look at it, you start to think, God has always chosen men that at times that seems of no consequence. And I gave you the reason why that has happened. That God may prove to every one of us that the race is not to the swift, nor battle to the strong. I remember a man like Moses. He started giving excuse when the call came. He said, Lord, but I cannot speak very well. I'm a stammerer. I cannot speak. He started to say, Lord, the Lord said, but what happened after the Lord dealt with him? He led millions of people across. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From Egypt to the promised land. A type of Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I remember somebody like David. As I was looking into the story of David, what was he when the Lord called him to make him a king and a priest unto his people? David was nothing other than the same goat. That is one of the menial jobs in those days. A harsh man just like Amos. But do you know what happened? When God called, when God said to the prophet Samuel, go and anoint one of the sons of Jesse. God did not show him who to anoint. God did not tell him who is going to anoint. So Samuel went with the anointing oil and with the prophet's rod. And came unto the house of unto the city of Jesse and called them and invited them to a banquet. The person why God sent him there wasn't even invited. He was not recognized. He was not known. So, Jesse brought 7 of his children to the party that Samuel put together. And so, the Lord said to him, now, call Jesse and tell him to bring his children. You can read this thing in the Bible. And so, Jesse brought the first child. That guy was tall. He was handsome. He was goodly to look at. Wow. Samuel looked at it and said, behold, the Lord anointed is before him. And God said, no, he's not the one. Say, what? He looks like a king. No, he's not the one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Jesse said, Jesse, that is not the one God wants to be a king. He said, what? But that's the best man I have in the house. God doesn't necessarily go by who is best, or who is most talented, or who is greater than every other person, or more knowledgeable than this. God has his own standard where he goes by. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So they bring the second son, no. Third son, no. Fourth one, no. Fifth one, no. Sixth one, no. 7. The guy has 8 sons. He forgot one of them, the last one, David. He said, is there another son of yours? He said, another son? 7 of... Yeah, I remember now. There is one. He's not here. He is somewhere in the wilderness, watching over the sheep. That is the one that God is looking for. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. That should make you happy. That God will not pass you by and take the what you think that matters. Or what we assume that is what God looks for. That's not what God looks in a man or woman. So they brought David before him, and he was just a young man, ruddy of appearance, and so on and so forth. And God said, anoint him, for this is the king I'm choosing unto myself. So God passed the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, all the people that matters, all the people that were invited, and went outside and brought the one that wasn't even invited. That is the one that God chose. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. That Father, I may not have been one of those great people or great speaker or whatever, but God in his mercy has chosen me and you, not as an ordinary people, but by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, By the mercy that has been extended unto me and you, he has made us a special vessel unto the Lord. An extraordinary vessel, worthy of being used. Now that's a different case altogether. You might be worthy of use, but you don't want to be used. Because you limit yourself. You're a husband in your home, you are not taking the leadership, you are not putting all that is needed to be done. You felt you are not qualified. I don't have all it takes. I don't have the presence or the ability to do this. That is not what God looks for. This morning we are going to look also on one of the three major things that God looks for a man he can use. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the title says what God can do through ordinary people. In other words, what God can do through ordinary people he can use. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So David, the shepherd boy, became the person that God decided to use to his glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I can go through the scriptures and bring so many examples. Somebody like Mary, the mother, the person that God used to bring forth Jesus Christ into this world. She wasn't the daughter of a princess or daughter of Herod or Pilate or Caesar's of those days. No. She was just an ordinary little young lady. And God passed all the beautiful, all the talented, all the highly honored women of those days and came to her and said, blessed art thou among women. Amen?
Amen.
She scratched her head and said, why is this angel greeting me like this? Blessed art thou among women. Then this angel started telling her a strange story. That you are going to be used by God to bring forth a vessel. To bring light into this dark world. To bring forth the day of the Lord. And she had all this stuff and she asked, how can this thing be, being that I knew no man? And the angel gave her the answer. But one of the comments I want to make this morning is what Mary said. After she heard that a virgin will conceive and have a child, since the beginning of time there has never been anything like that. Or after that, in case anybody want to claim that. It is only one time issue. And God made a way for this lady to conceive. And then when he tell her this, he said, how can this thing be? But then after he said, let it be unto me according to thy word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is one key that anybody who wants or who believes or who agrees that God can use them have to come in agreement with. Let it be unto me according to thy word. Not my word, not the pastor's word, not the prophet's word, not my mother's word, my father's word, my husband or my wife, but let it be unto me according to the will of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another fisherman, another lowly job. Peter. After having walked all through night and gone around looking for fish, he couldn't get anything. Jesus entered his boat. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when Jesus came inside the boat, you know what? Things changed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. By the way, that story of Mary, you can find it in Luke chapter 1, verse 30, from 30 to 38 of your Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm not going to read most of these scriptures this morning. I'm just going to paraphrase them. So he asked Peter, after he has used the boat, he said, go and cast that net out again, and you will gather a lot of fish. He said, Lord, but I have toiled all night. I've even washed my neck. Then what is the point in going? The place you are pointing to for me to go, there is nothing there again. But he said, nevertheless, had I word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nevertheless, no how, no matter. I am going to do it because the master says for me to do it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, three things that must be done, that you have to do, that you have to agree with. And I'm going to name the first one. Apart from being willing to do this, you must be ready to contest your calling. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. What I mean by that, do you know that God has given each and every one of us sitting here, individual, a call in our life? Some of us have allowed it to be dormant. Some of us don't even recognize it. Some of us doesn't even care about it. We look at a calling as somebody who is preaching from a big whatever. We're going to come to that. That's not necessarily the truth. A calling can be in a low or high or middle or whatever level that God has called you. And the way God will judge is not necessarily the quantity of work, but how you do it and how you are able to accomplish the will of God in the little or in the big that He has given you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. First, you have to answer the call of God in your life. You have to agree that it is God speaking. Mary agreed and said, "Let it be unto me according to thy word." Peter agreed and said, "Let it be unto me according to thy word." Across the Bible, you see men that God used, they have to agree. Amos left his job and said, "Well, I haven't been that before. I don't know how to be this, but God took me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I became what God said I will be." Whatever God says you will be, no man can challenge that. The only person who can put down the will of God in your life is you. By not agreeing, by not working according to the principles of what God has ordained for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, when God has called, the first thing that you have to notice is, God is calling me. God is putting something in my heart to do. Then, you start to ask yourself, how do I go about doing it? You may have to do a research. You may have to pray. You may have to seek His face further to make sure that you are not hearing from yourself. But when you are convinced, when the Holy Spirit, when the revelation has come into your heart, then pull down all the shackles, everything that is holding you in bondage from doing the will of God, and step out. When you step out, the Most High God will stand by you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say you must be ready to contest for your calling. And when you step out, don't think that it's going to be easy.
Amen.
Because there will be challenges on the way. Amen?
Amen.
There will be the doubters, people who will doubt you. There will be those who will say, "Can God use such a man?" There will be those who will say, "Why is it that God can pass me by and use you?" There will be those who will even slap you around like they did Amos and tell him to get out of town. That there is no way that God can use a person like you in such a high and esteemed position. But glory be to God. God is not man. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. God is not man, neither does He think like man. He sees beyond what me and you can see. He knows the heart. He knows the intent of the heart. He knows the nature that is in you. He knows what you are capable of, even when you are not aware of what you are capable of. One such man, I will give example, one or two, was Martin Luther, the reformer. If you hear the word Protestant, it is those who protested against the Roman Catholic way in the 14th, 13th, 12th century and so on. That is the order of the day. In those days where they were not allowed to read the Bible, only the priest, only one person read the Bible, and whatever they interpret, that is what everybody goes. So they have absolution, they have purgatory, they have everything that is not in line with the scripture lined out for the ordinary individual. Some men have constated it and lost their life. John Hus, Wycliffe, and many of them, they try to say that is not in the scriptures, and they lose their life. So this humble monk was deep into the system, mind in it. But he started seeking the face of God. And one day God gave him a single revelation, that the judge shall live by faith. Not by work, not by forging yourself, not by beating yourself, not by fasting until you are dead, not by praying all night and all day and doing all those things that doesn't account, but by coming as you are to Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Receiving grace by faith to live. Amen. And when this revelation dawned on his heart, he said, "Wow, I've received something new today." He went out and started preaching it and proclaiming it, and then the kings, the whole devil and demons of hell stood up and said, "Wow, this is going to change the way things are." And they came against him like nothing. They called him the king himself. The princes of the time he was living, he did to him just like they did Amos. I said, "Quit what you are doing, or you lose your head." It's not like today you go to a court or a judge and ask them if the king says it is so. Say, "Quit and stop what you are doing." He said, "No, I cannot give it up." They called him. And when they called him, there were kings of the earth in three nations, France, Germany, and Europe. Have their representative and ambassador say, "This monk must stop what he's doing." And they called him in a big place. Hundreds of men were standing to see how he would defend what he's preaching, because it has never been heard of. He stood his ground. They wanted to kill him at the end of the day. They smuggled him to a big place, a castle where they hid him. And from there he started preaching that the just shall live by faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. At a point, the contest was so hard and frustrating that he nearly gave up. At a point, he was saying that, "How can I continue?" Then God gave him grace. And that is where he wrote a psalm, Psalm 43. Let's read Psalm 43, Psalm 46, verse 1 to 3 together. If you can open your scripture to Psalm 43, 46, Psalm 46, verse 1 to 3. When he was at a point where you are contesting for the calling of God in your life, and you are at a point that you don't know what to do, this is what the great man of God did. He started to call on God. And he said, "God is our refuge and our strength." Amen?
Amen.
Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
And God is a very present help in trouble. That's when you don't have any other place to turn to. The kings of the whole world was gathered against him. He doesn't know where to turn to. They were out to get his head. But he knew what God had spoken to him. He knew God, what God has spoken to him. He said, "Therefore will not we fear. Therefore the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and trouble." When there is trouble all around you, because of the calling of God in your life. "Though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof." You see, God will see me through. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You must be ready to answer the call of God, like Mary, like David, like all of them did in your life. And don't limit yourself. Don't say that I cannot do it because I'm not able. Because I am this, because I am that. I'm not well versed in scripture. Then pick up the scripture and start reading it. I'm not eloquent. I don't have much education. I'm not this and that. This other person is better used than me. God can use anybody here this morning to fulfill his will, to bring his glory among this generation, because we live in a dark world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Of the many points that is important on how to answer the call of God, or how to stand by and do the will of God when he calls you, this is the most and the last important one I'm going to bring out this morning. You must be ready to surrender all to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That means you must be ready to yield. You must be ready to give up. You must be ready to say, "Lord, as I am." You must be ready to say, "What? Maybe I'm not qualified. Maybe I'm not what people think I am, or whatever it is. But just as I am, I'm ready to do thy will." Let us stop, quickly turn our scriptures to Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. you must be ready to see this as this great man of God said. This is Paul writing to the Philippians. You know, Paul went through his own, he has his own challenges when he was called by God. Of all people to be called, this is somebody that hated Christianity like nothing. He stood by when Stephen was killed. He studied under Gamaliel and all those people that in some cases some of them are just like the Pharisees of those days. They are anti-Christ in per se. This is a form of Judaism that is not in agreement with the gospel we have today. That is his background. He's not qualified to be what, according to him, he wasn't qualified. But later on in the scripture, he started to speak. He said, I was this. I didn't know God. Yet, the mercy of God took me from where I am and brought me to where I am today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Not his power, not his might. Even at a point, to even know what God has called him to do, he withdrew himself for 3 years to go and study and understand. Can you imagine being given a job, you don't even know anything about it? You are against it. You have fought it all your life. You have been like a front reader against that particular job. And then one day God strike him with blindness. And later on somebody prayed for him and he see. And then he remembered he had a voice that said, you are fighting me. You are fighting the real God. But look at what he starts saying here. He said, but what things were gained to me? In verse 7. Whatever things I've looked as a gain, as a source of, you know, what I am or was. He said, those I counted loss for Christ. Amen? What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. You must be willing to surrender to this level. The things you think that are gained, the things you think you have, the ability, your talent, or whatever you assume you have, you don't have. You must be able to surrender him all to Jesus. Amen? And say, Lord, use me as I am. He says in verse 8, yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss, but for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is another part that we must do. We must be willing to surrender. Now let me bring you down home as we close this morning. You may be sitting here this morning and saying to yourself, I'm not worthy or qualified for such a high honor. You may say, I don't have the ability to do anything for God in that sense. I'm just a nice Sunday school teacher. I'm just a music leader, or the only thing I have going for me is my music or my education or whatever you have or what you don't have. It could be both ways. What I'm pointing to you this morning is that God is able to take you the way you are, clean you up, brush you up, and use you to his glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever God has given you, the little you has given you, the little in the master's hand, the little you have in the master's hand can be multiplied million times. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The little that God has given you, maybe it is ordinary compassion. Maybe it is ability to be an intercessory person. That's why I was saying it's not necessarily when you stand in the pulpit to preach. What do I mean by intercessory? Somebody that goes to pray for others. That remembers others in their prayer. That kneel down minutes or hours to bring the work of God before him. To bring the children of God before him. Or somebody that likes to praise God. Or somebody that cares for others and has compassion. Or somebody that has one little talent or much or whatever it is. It's not that God cannot do. He can use whatever little you have and use it to his glory. But you have to be willing. You have to be willing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have to say, Lord, just as I am, take me and use me. And in closing, I just want to bring out a quick story of a young lady, a Macedonian 12-year-old girl. A Macedonian 12-year-old girl felt a calling of God in her life. But she wasn't sure what is happening. She doesn't know how to go about fulfilling that call. I read the biography of this lady. So one day, if she did the only thing that they did in those days, as far as Christianity is concerned, if you want to be something in terms of doing good, or she entered the convent. As she was in the convent, she studied in Amsterdam. They sent her to Amsterdam for 3 months. After she qualified there, they sent her to India, and she was in the city of Calcutta in India. And in the convent, you know, they come and do their normal process and so, but her heart was not there. She felt that is not what God has called her to do. She looked outside, because when I'm telling this story, he said, can God just use compassion? Can God just use compassion in me that I have the ability to sympathize with others, to care about the affliction of others, to feel their pain? Can God use that in me? Yes, God can use that. God can use just your smile. God can use just your look. God can use your consideration for others. God can use your ability to empathize with others, to speak to them, to touch them, to embrace them, to pat them on the back when they are crying, to tell them, hey, stand up, God is still with you, to comfort them by the word. There are so many ways God can use us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Not just by preaching or by having a microphone and speaking to thousands or whatever, or radio or whatever it is. Any little position that God has put you, God can use you to His glory. That's how God has used ordinary men in the past of time. So this lady then asked, by then she was 18 years old. He said, can I be taken out of this convent? He said, where do you want to go? I said, I want to go and minister to the poor ones, to the homeless ones. What they call the untouchable of Indians. That is people that nobody wants to associate with. That is people don't want to sit by, according to their religion. I know I have an Indian person here this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are people like that. She said, I want to go to the poor of the poorest in this country and minister to them, because that is where my heart is. I have compassion for them. So she started a school for the children that used to sit in the streets and beg for handouts. She started a school for them. Not inside a beautiful auditorium, not inside a classroom, not inside a house or even a hut, but under a tree. Blessed be the name of the Lord. She started a school for them under a tree. That is how God used her compassion. By the time this lady went home to answer or to get her reward or stand before God, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. She has people, about 1 million of them working under her in 40 nations. The name of this lady is Mother Teresa. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the young lady that is 12 years old, of Macedonia, that feel a calling of God. She has compassion for people who are downtrodden. God took her. By the time she went home to the Lord, she has won a Nobel Prize. She has won every kind of award you can ever think of. Kings and princes of the world welcome her and shake her hand. She wasn't in it for the money. She wasn't in it for what she can get for herself. She was in it because she wanted to do something for God. Out of the depth of her heart. You may question the way she did it or under what auspices or religion she did it. The bottom line is that God used her to His glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And reached millions of people all over the whole world. Even at her demise, there is still job, work being done under her name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What am I saying? You might be young, a student here this morning, and you say, can God use me? I'm just a small student. I'm just here, you know, I come to church. You don't have to come to church and go. Wherever you are, shine the light. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wherever you are, shine the light. In the place of your work, in your home, if you cannot be the first, support the people who are doing it. Be part of it. Show God that you have a willingness to be used. And God will start using you to His glory. Do not limit yourself anymore. Do not say, I cannot do it. Do not say, what is it that I can do? There is so much that God can use you. If there are some people who live all their life who are Christians, but when they will stand before God, they cannot present a soul to Christ. How pathetic is that? They have been Christian for 20, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, they cannot present one single star to Jesus and say, this is what I have done for my Lord in this world. Mind you, every man will get his reward according to his own level. God will not take my own and give to my wife, or take my wife and give to me, or to my children. According to your work, according to your level, that is how you are going to be rewarded. What am I saying? There is something you can do for Jesus. Every one of us sitting here this morning, do not limit yourself. There is something you can do for Jesus. If it is your prayer, use it. If it is your compassion, use it. If it is your ability to welcome people, use it. If any is your music, use it. Be diligent in it. And God will use you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand up and read this morning, everybody. And raise your hand. And say, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Amen. Say, yes, Jesus. Use me as I am to your glory, Lord. Use me as I am, Lord, that I may know even that thing you have for me from the beginning of the days, even way down in my mother's womb, that I may succumb to thy perfect will for my life, even in Jesus' name. As we surrender all to him, as we yield all to him, let us just say, blessed be the name of the Lord. I say, I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Put your hands together.
Thank you.
Thank you.